My wife Lindsay is limiting my use of toilet paper at home.
Why? What does that mean?
Exactly. Okay. I don't know what to think here, but she actually has it locked up, I guess, like in a box or something now.
What?
And she says there's nobody in the world that uses as much toilet paper as I do.
Do you take too much off?
Listen, I'm the kind of guy that lives his life like this. I'd rather be safe than sorry. That includes when I go to the bathroom. And we went through in 1 week, we went through 6 rolls of toilet paper.
Why? That is not
what?
Normal.
What is that? That's too much?
Yeah, that is definitely
that is
too
not
much.
That's too much.
Insane. 6 rolls of toilet paper between 2 people for 1 week.
Yes. I've never even heard that.
That is so much waste.
Well, then how? Well,
I seriously, like, 6 rolls of toilet paper would last me almost a year.
I know, but you don't go to the bathroom. That's your problem. And I mean, I'm worried about your insides if you're just not getting stuff out of your body. But
that's insane, Joe. That's not normal.
But then
and
what,
also,
then what
you
is
don't
normal?
Even, also, you stand when you go number one. So like that just doesn't even make sense. How are you going through that much toilet paper?
Oh, well, first of all, speaking of that, sometimes I'm a respectful guy. I clean up my mess. I know I don't got a perfect aim, so I will use toilet paper to clean that up.
I just don't understand, like, so now she's locking it up.
She says that I'm using too much, and this is, like, she's like, kids don't use this much.
Yeah, I would agree with her.
I guarantee that you're using way too much and you're being wasteful.
Why not use wet wipes?
Well, I don't know. And the thing is, she's blaming me. The house that we're in right now has got old plumbing. It's like old stuff. So it gets, not even there, it just gets clogged up. Like, just, like, water won't even go down sometimes.
Get a bidet.
How am I going to get that in an old thing right there?
But yeah.
What do you mean? It just attaches to your toilet. It just clips right on.
Oh. That does sound nice.
It might literally change your life. I've never used a bidet, but people just swear by them. There are
companies. How much are they?
I don't know, but there are companies. There's probably one in Indy that sells them, and maybe they give you one.
Would you
give
me
try
one?
Out?
Okay, well,
I mean,
I don't think they're
going
to want it back afterwards. 30 days satisfaction guarantee.
Well, I'm sure that there's some sort of bidet expert that could call and let us know. I mean, more information about it, but people definitely use them. I have an old coworker that uses them. He swears by them.
No, I think it's a good thing. Like, I'm not knocking it. I think that's the best way, that or a wet wipe to take care of business. But so you're agreeing with Lindsay that I'm using too much?
That's insane.
But I feel like if you were to use wet wipes, you would just use way too many wet wipes.
I don't know. I feel like wet wipes will get the jobs done quicker.
That's what I'm wondering.
But I'm afraid, are they degradable, though? Because toilet paper, if you didn't know this...
Yeah, you have to get flushable. You can't just get any wet wipes. You have to get the ones that say flushable.
Because toilet paper is the only thing that actually is meant to be, because it breaks down when it hits water. Everything else, like paper towel or anything else, like it'll just clog up, or feminine stuff. Good morning, Joe and Alex show. Who's this?
Caitlin,
do I use too much toilet paper?
Possibly, but a bidet. I went to Japan, and then my cousin used to live in Japan, and they have bidets, and I swear on everything, they're the most amazing thing ever.
There you go.
All right, I think,
Joe, that's what you need to do, is
try
one out.
Can you guys do a group present here at Radio Now for me? Like, it could be like a Christmas and a birthday present for me. Yeah. Just chip in and get a bidet. They got to be reasonable, right?
I don't know how much they are.
I don't know how much they are exactly, but they're in Japanese, like, lettering and stuff, so it takes a little bit, like, to get used to, but they're literally amazing.
So, I have a question. Does it dry you up afterwards?
Yes.
It's like $250. They're
around
$250.
You guys could totally do that for me.
It has like a heated seat, and then it has like a sprayer to clean everything. And then it has a dryer that dries everything.
Ooh.
And you literally don't even need toilet paper. They're amazing.
I am sold a heated seat.
I want it.
You just got me. I'm good right now.
All of us need to get a bidet.
We could share it.
We'll do a review.
All right,
if
you own a bidet company here, we need to get you to advertise on Radio Now so we can actually talk about how amazing your bidet is.